Welcome to Fathers and Founders. This is Will Green. Great to have you here. As I sit in my makeshift recording studio, i.e. my car, in Camps Bay, South Africa, with the lion's head in front of me after just having my Friday Will's Green walk with a group of entrepreneurs, founders, ecosystem builders in the tech space in not just South Africa, actually the world. We have a lot of international guests who are in Cape Town who come and walk. So if you are in Cape Town, please do reach out to me and join us on a Friday early morning walk up Lion's Head. Why I am recording this is that actually on these walks, there's so much knowledge that gets shared that it kind of almost feels bad that it's not shared with the rest of the world. We do have a saying on the walk, though, what gets said on the mountain stays on the mountain. So there is an element of confidentiality. But there were some sort of a little bit of exercises and thought exercises that were shared, which I wanted to share with you today. The one which Grant shared with me when I was walking up was the fact that, and I think it's a Japanese concept around having sort of mini breaks or adventures in life, and things that you want to do. So a prime example is, you know, every 6 months to book an adventure or to learn a new skill, whatever that might be, and to do it every 6 months, so that over the period of your lifetime, call it 30 years, you've had 60 adventures. I think if you're not if you're not sort of planning these things, generally from experiences, they don't happen. And it could be quite a good experience to have with your partner, with your family, to sort of as a family decide what are the things that you want to do so you can kind of tick them off your list. So a bit like a bucket list, but very much planned every half a year to ensure that you actually get them done. As we know, life is precious. We don't know when it will end for some of us. So we just want to make sure that you're intentional with how you invest your time. And I thought that was an incredibly useful bit of advice to kind of share with you here. The second thing which I wanted to share with you was when I was walking down with Mark, and there's a part of the walk where suddenly the endorphins have kicked in, the dopamine, and generally I always find that that stretch of the walk is when the best conversations happen, and I'm quite intentional as to kind of who I spend it with, depending on who's with me at the time. But Mark and I were sharing, with regards, you know, the people that you invest your future with, you know, the fact that you might have invested in sort of companies, but if you hit sort of 60 plus, you know, you're a little, your priority is a little bit different. And the key thing there is to, the sort of advice or the thoughts afterwards were to make sure that you spend with people who make you better. Also who basically give energy, not just take energy, but really someone who makes you better, who kind of boosts you, makes you a better person. And I did also learn about some amazing technology to help you automate yourself, called Humanoid, and Jen, an amazing entrepreneur who's also been on the walk, wasn't actually that forthright with regards how awesome this product or technology was. So you might see some sort of collaborations or trade exchange or partnerships with these new sort of technologies and tools in the future, not just on this podcast, but also on the walk that we do and on LinkedIn. So anyway, those are just two things to think about. And number one is the 60 adventure challenge. Like, what are those things that you want to do? I've recently just ticked one off my list. And it's always good to kind of work retrospectively so that you have got one ticked off your list already. And that was doing an obstacle course race, the Warrior, with a co-founder, Johan of mine. And that was great fun. And and then the second thing is to make sure that you surround yourself with people that make you better and also who want you to succeed. And also that you give you energy to give to ensure that you can achieve the things that you want to achieve in your life. So anyway, a little bit of a random noodle, thought noodle, but something I just wanted to share with you here in these little short podcast episodes. Otherwise, I hope you're well wherever this might find you in the world. And yeah, giving love and support to you and yours as you navigate your world, your life on this rock we call Earth together. Anyway, have a great weekend. Cheers. Bye.